but I'll talk about Freeland first. I couldn't even remember her name yesterday because she frustrates me so much. And one of the reasons why is I saw this last speech of hers. This is a shorter version of it, where she basically says that not only are they going to put these extraordinary measures in place because of their emergency act, that's what they're calling martial law these days, that these measures are going to be permanent. She's the deputy prime minister. You know? It's Dumb and Dumber. I don't know if it's her or Justin that's the dumbest person in Canada, but they're one, too. And when you see the Ottawa police chief, he's definitely the third dumbest person in Canada. But what she's done is she said, forget about parliamentary procedure, forget about the real law, forget about the courts. Those decisions are being made now under emergency measure, and when the emergency measures are gone, they're permanent. She says that. You know, it's just insane. These people, like, she says, more times in 2 minutes than I've ever heard Justin say in 2 minutes. You know, so she breaks another record, you know, not just the second dumbest person in Canada, but beat puppet Trudeau out on us. The reason they say all the time isn't just because they're insecure, dumb meatbags. It's because they need to remember every single word that was said to them, because they don't have an original thought. They can't come up with an original thought. So in this 2 minutes, she looks down at the page about 50 times. You know what else she does 50 times? Other than saying, and looking down at the page, she says tool and toolbox. I wonder where she could be getting that from. Maybe from who's loading her lips? Mark Carney, former boss of the Bank of England, Bank of Canada. I'm going to post some titles. I probably won't post the links because it's just the reference to tool and toolbox. It's in every single interview he's ever done. It's his favorite two words. And I know that people in the finance world, you know, they say prudent and tool way too often, but of course they're all prudes and they're all tools, so it's kind of fitting. But this woman would be taking over the country if anything happens to Justin Trudeau. You know, like you won't believe it. You won't believe how dumb she looks when you're looking at it from this perspective. And Carney's told her all this stuff, and he would have approved the script. You know, the guy is not perfect. He may not be stupid, but he's certainly not highly intelligent, not even close. Can't even see the fly in his own ointment. Like, anyway, and he's going to be the climate antichrist? I think he can do better, boys.
In terms of the financial instruments which our government is using right now to act against these illegal blockades and illegal occupation, we reviewed very, very carefully the tools at the disposal of the federal government. And we used all the tools that we had prior to the invocation of the Emergencies Act, and we determined that we needed some additional tools. Now, some of those tools, we will be putting forward measures to put those tools permanently in place. The authorities of FinTrack, I believe, do need to be expanded to cover crowdsourcing platforms and payment platform and their payment providers. So that is something that we need to do and we will do, and that needs to be in place permanently. Some of these other tools, the sharing of information between law enforcement and financial services, and the requirement of financial services to be reviewing their accounts proactively, and the immunity from prosecution that we have provided to them in doing this. These are extraordinary measures, measures that we absolutely believe are necessary in the current circumstances, that are having an impact, and let me also point out, having a peaceful impact. And the other aspect of the financial tools that I would point to as being really effective and important is being clear that insurance on trucks that participate in these illegal occupations and blockades will be suspended. So we didn't have those tools. I don't believe that those tools should be part of the toolbox of a government in ordinary times, but they are necessary in these extraordinary circumstances, and they are having a very clear impact.
Justin Trudeau did, particularly on the following the first weekend of the invocation of the Emergencies Act, was these horrible, horrible, the Nazi flag and all those things that people saw in Ottawa. You heard him say that?
Again, I have to say, prior to coming here, I have not specifically reviewed specific statements of the Prime Minister. If you want to point to a specific one, maybe we could discuss it.
He'd agree if it turned out those flags were linked to your government. That would look really bad for our international reputation, wouldn't it?
Based on some...
Okay, next, if I could call on the CCLA, please.